America Extension Almanac.
Springtime brings about many home gardening activities. Maybe you have several containers or raised beds around your home, and some of them are in need of some potting mix. It's easy to pick up a few bags of soil potting mix at the garden center, but what is actually in the product? Is it just dirt, or is there an actual formula of materials that will help your plants thrive? UNL Horticulture Professor of Practice Stacy Adams talks about potting mixes and what you should look for on the label.
Well, it's springtime and we're all ready to start getting our planters ready in our patio or wanting to get ready for our gardening. And when we go to the garden center and we start picking our plants out, if we want to make some container gardens, we're really confused when we get to the soil selection. So today I wanted to talk about potting mixes. First of all, we don't use soil in our planters because there's a potential for contaminants that might be in there, and we don't have control of what we have. Some of the common mixes that we have might have micronutrients in them. They might have water holding gel in there in order to make it last longer. They have organic types. What in the world could an organic potting soil have in it? So it has to do with all the different products that they put into these different mixes. What we need is a mix that has a good balance of moisture holding capacity, as well as aeration and porosity in it. Now, some of the potting mixes will have micronutrients in it. They'll have also pH adjustment. So all that hard work is done for you. What we need to figure out is which one would be good for germinating plants in. So we want something that's very fine, maybe something with a lot of bulk. If we have a large planter, we need something that might have the composted bark in it that fills the larger area. So we have lots of choices to make, and looking at the ingredients on the very back is really critical in order to make sure that we can get that proper aeration, water holding capacity, as well as making sure there's some micronutrients and there may be a long-term feed in there. So when we're looking at the back of the potting mix bag, we'll see the ingredients. And the main ingredients are going to be the potting mix components. Oftentimes you'll see peat moss, you might see core, and those will make up the majority of what the potting mix is going to be. They'll also add maybe perlite and vermiculite or other products that are going to be more of an aggregate, and that will give that air space for us. So those are the basic ingredients for a potting mix. We also need to look at what the amendments are. So has it been pH corrected? Will we see micronutrients in there? And if so, what are the sources of micronutrients? So are they a formulated chemical or are they organic? Some of the organic ones will have worm casts, or they may have some other products in it that make them organic rather than having formulated chemicals. It's really important that when we head to the potting soil selection at the local garden center that we know exactly what we're going to use the mix for. Keeping in mind that some are better for germinating plants, small containers, but we also need to look at the right ones for filling large containers.
As always, check out the ingredients on the potting mixes to make sure you're getting the right mix or what you're going to use it for. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.